Geldof in Africa, written and read by Bob Geldof. November 1985. Everything was final. Everything dark. Without squinting, you could see the dim but huge and perfect sphere of the sun through the clouds of soil turned to dust and risen 30,000 feet into the hot and dry sky. It was like watching the cold English sun through a dusty window on some late October afternoon. But this sun burned. It burned everything. It burned so hot, it was burning the continent beneath my feet. For all of my life, I had wanted to stand in that place which for us represents the end of the earth. Well, I stood, mute with shock, and gazing like Cortez with wild surmise, not on some vast new ocean, but at a sea of sand that moved and tumbled, as rough as any sea I've known. It whined across empty streets. It kicked dust devils into the already brown and heavy sky. It whipped itself furiously into hot gales around the crumbling clay houses and shrieked its way through the ropes and tents of Timbuktu. I was standing not only at the end of the earth, but at what seemed to me to be an end of the world. The desert is an all-devouring, rapacious thing. It is alive and like a wild...